Hey, welcome back to this episode of Life Sculptors Podcast. I'm your host, Dante Poole. Man, what an incredible journey I have been on in my life. And good Lord, like, have you ever found yourself in a season where you honestly didn't know what was next? I have lived that. Oh my gosh. And it's not because you're not motivated or because you aren't working or you haven't been thinking about next or praying about next or even done the work to prepare for whatever you thought was next, right? It's just that sometimes life can be uncertain. And I want to start here today because this book by Cleo Wade is entitled What the Road Said. It invites us to reflect on one of life's most pressing questions for us. And that is, what do you do when you don't know what's next? What do you do when you don't know? Like, what do I do when I don't know what's next? And I want to say this up front. This is not like pretending like life is easy, right? Like uncertainty is easy. No. I'm not here to offer you some quick formulas to help you get through difficult times. I just want us to have a conversation about how we walk through some of the most challenging seasons of our lives and what we can do so that we can persevere and be resilient through it instead of feeling like we're a victim of it. See, because here's what I know, that many of you are walking through seasons where you didn't choose the change that you're experiencing. Like, you didn't choose this loss. You didn't choose the uncertainty, the diagnosis, the layoff, or whatever it is. You didn't choose it. But you're still having to figure out how to move forward. And so here we are, reading this book, listening to the wisdom of another children's book to help us navigate life with courage and resilience and wisdom. And so here we are. What the Road Said. Have you ever wanted to go in a different direction? Have you ever wondered if there was something more, something out there, something just different? I did too. And one day I was walking my usual way home when out of nowhere, for no reason at all, almost as if it were magic, a road appeared. I could not believe my eyes, so I walked over to it and I said to the road, "Where do you lead?" The road said, "Be a leader and find out." "How do I start?" I asked. The road smiled and said, "You've already started." "Well, what happens when I get there?" "We have just begun," said the road. "Do not skip straight to the ending. Enjoy the beginning and the middle too." Well, which way do I go then?" "The choice is yours to make," said the road. "And what if I go the wrong way?" The road curved a little, almost as if it was giving me a hug, and said, "Don't worry. Sometimes we go the wrong way on our way to the right way." "And what if I get scared?" "Well, that's okay. You're brave," said the road. "But what does it mean to be brave?" I asked. The road guided me through a very gloomy forest. Even though I was frightened, I trusted the road, and as I took one step and then another step after that, the road gently whispered, "Being brave is when you're afraid of doing something, but you do it anyway. Do not let what scares you keep you from continuing on your path." Will I always move forward?" "Not always," said the road. "Well, why not?" "Because sometimes you will stumble backward and sometimes you will stand still." "Well, what if I fall?" "Everyone falls at some point," said the road, "but I will always be there when you land." And what if I get lost? Well, there may be some days when I feel like they're long and dark, said the road, but I promise that no matter what, I will give you the evening stars and the morning sun to light your way. And what if I grow weary or get hurt? I will give you trees of all shapes and sizes to shelter you when you need to rest and heal, said the road. And what if I get lonely? You are never alone, said the road. And what if I change? Come with me, said the road. And as we moved forward, the road introduced me to a caterpillar and a family of seeds. We didn't stay long. The road began taking me on a journey through the seasons. I watched the summer turn to fall, and the fall turn to winter, and as spring was upon us, I realized we had gone through one big, beautiful circle. I looked down and found I was standing in front of the caterpillar and the seeds once more. Only the caterpillar was no longer a caterpillar, and the seeds had turned to flowers of every color, swaying in the sun. The road then raised me up and said, "All things grow and change. That is the magic of being alive. And you too will find your wings. You too will bloom. No living thing is meant to stay the same. And what if I need help on my journey? Ask your fellow travelers along the way. And what if they're mean to me? Lead them to kindness, said the road. How? By being kind. And what if they want to fight? And lead them to peace, said the road. But how do I lead them to peace? By listening to their stories, telling them yours, and reminding them that you are all on this journey together. And what if the world around us is filled with hate? Lead it to love. How? By sharing the power of your love with it, said the road. And what if something unexpected happens? Keep going. And what if there are mountains that feel too tall to climb? And what if there are rivers that feel too wide to cross? And what if my heart gets broken? Or what if I feel stuck? And what if giving up is easier? Keep going. Keep going. Keep going, said the road. And what if I can't do it? You can, said the road. And how do I know? Because you have come this far, said the road. I said to the road, "Where do you lead?" And the road said, "Be a leader and find out." The end. Oh, sometimes I'm reading the books and there are so many nuggets throughout the book that it's just so amazing every time I read one and I stumble upon those nuggets. And it's beautiful, right? That's a beautiful conversation that this person, this kid is having on this journey into who knows where. And what I appreciate most about this book is that it reminds us that we don't have to have it all figured out. Right? That it's simply the road simply just asks us to keep going. And that's where I want to begin today, with this truth that uncertainty isn't the enemy. Like it feels like it sometimes, right? It feels like uncertainty is just up against us. Like it feels like it is all at work against us. I mean, it's because our brains are wired for predictability. Like we want things to come in patterns, to know where it's going, because when we are able to predict what's going to happen, it makes us feel like we're in more control than we really are. But there's neuroscience, right, that tells us that uncertainty activates the amygdala. That's the center of our brains that deal with fear and all those negative emotions that we experience. And it lights up as if it's real. It's like a physical threat is right in front of us. Uncertainty sometimes shows up to us like a physical threat, and our system goes into fight, flight, freeze mode. But here's the good news, right? Well, no, not the good news. Well, first of all, let me say this. That feeling of anxiety and that demand that we put on ourselves to have answers right now. This is why waiting is hard, because our system has kicked us into survival mode, and we have to learn to develop what one researcher calls uncertainty tolerance. And it's our ability to live in the unknown. Man, you've heard me talk about frustration tolerance. There's also uncertainty tolerance. And I love this, that we have to learn to develop the ability to live in the unknown. It's something we can strengthen. Oh, I love that. When I discover that there's something we can strengthen, that I'm not at the mercy of it, that I don't have to just sit with it and just be and just deal with it and just, no, I can strengthen it. So Dr. Robin Carlton, I want to share this with you. She's a psychologist, and she has shown that people with higher uncertainty tolerance experience less anxiety, greater resilience, and more adaptability. It's a skill, like a muscle, and it grows with practice. And so the goal isn't to eliminate uncertainty. That's like impossible. Like, we'll never be able to eliminate the impossibilities of life, the uncertainties of life. We'll never be able to eliminate them. The goal is to build our capacity to walk through them without losing ourselves. See, because here's the deal. Uncertainty isn't something that you fix. It's something that you walk or journey through. Yes. And so uncertainty is not our enemy. Now, here's the other truth I want us to capture from this conversation, and that is this. Change is not always a choice. Oh, it's not always something we choose. Like, for many of us, like, if I could just keep things comfortable, status quo, like life is good, right? But life doesn't stay that way, does it? Sometimes change chooses us. Whether it's a job loss or a diagnosis or a shift in your relationship or simply the changing seasons of life, we don't always get a say in change, do we? But we do get a choice of how we're going to show up in those moments. We get a choice. And so there's another researcher that talks about the difference between change and transitions. He says that change is external and transition is what happens internally. I was like, let me ponder that a little bit. So change is stuff that happens outside of my control. Right? It is, I can't do anything with the weather. What the weather was today is going to be different tomorrow. It's going to be different next month, right? I don't control that. I don't control other people. I don't control other folks. And so when change happens, typically it's because it's external, it's out of my control. Now, a transition is what I do with the change. Yeah, and it has three phases to it, right? It's when the thing begins, or really when something ends, right? Because when things change, it means the ending of something and the beginning of something else. And so it's that space, right, where I have to let go of what used to be so I can start embracing what is or what could be. And then there's this space in between, this neutral zone, this space between what I knew and where I'm going, even though I don't know where I'm going. And I've talked about this space before. We call it the liminal space. It's the tension that exists between what I know and what I don't know. It's that in-between spot. We don't like the middle part, right? That's the middle part of things. And so it's in that middle part that uncertainty, tolerance is strengthened. Because you go from letting go something, liminal space, new beginnings. And in there, again, uncertainty tolerance is built up in that space. And so we may not get to choose the change, but we get to choose how we meet that change. That brings us to the next truth here, and that is that my choices help shape the road in front of me. The road unfolds as we walk it out. And here's the deal. Like, sometimes we get paralyzed because we think we need clarity on it all before we can move. And I want to tell you, clarity usually comes after we've taken a step. Yes, this is why they say hindsight is 20/20, is because there are things that you're not going to understand and know until you start moving forward. You have to take some steps. You have to take some action before you get clarity. Clarity becomes, or clarity often comes after you've made the decision, not before. Oh, we hate that. We hate that. We hate it because I wish I could just make a decision. I'd be as clear as I could be and make the decision. It's like, yeah, it's not always the case. It's not always the case. Here's one more truth, and that is this, that growth often looks like failure. Oh, and we don't like to fail because we want everybody to believe we have it all together all the time. And that, it's why many of our social media pages look the way they did. It look like victory all the time. They look like winning all the time because we want people to think we're winning all the time. I promise you, I'm not always winning. Failure happens in our lives, and failure is not a bad thing. Sometimes growth looks like failure. Sometimes growth looks like redirection. Sometimes growth looks like silence. Not every step forward feels like progress. Sometimes the road feels like it's just still and heavy. Or like we're just going in circles. All the dialogue the character is having with the road, it was like, well, what if I fall? And the road's like, I'll be here every time you land. But that's part of the journey too, right? Falling forward or falling down and getting back up, the muscles of resilience and our uncertainty tolerance, they get built when things are not clear. They get built when things are cloudy, when it just feels yucky. That's when those muscles are being built. I promise you, the times that you're getting strongest in the gym, if you ever work out, is right as you're at muscle failure. Like when you feel like you don't have one more set in you and your trainer's yelling, come on, you got one more in you. When we keep going, even when we can't see the finish line, even when it's hard to see where we're going, that's when those muscles are being built. And sometimes not knowing is the lesson. Okay. Here's the last piece of it, right? Because I don't want us to go without acknowledging that not everyone has the luxury of seeing uncertainty as a growth opportunity. Like for some people who are living paycheck to paycheck or facing a health crisis or navigating grief or whatever, like uncertainty doesn't feel like an invitation that's beautiful. Like it feels like survival. like uncertainty, it feels like exhaustion. And I just want to honor that. Not every struggle needs to be immediately reframed as some lesson to learn. Sometimes pain is just pain, and loss is just loss. And change is just hard. And that's okay too. And it just means that, and I know it's going to feel like I'm talking out of the other side of my head, but this is what it means to be human. Like, there's no easy, quick formula for this all. Sometimes not every answer is found in taking action. Sometimes wisdom looks like waiting. It looks like just sitting still, reflecting and listening. And we live in a culture of hustle, like hustle, movement. And we got to have certainty, and we got to win and win and win and win. But I'm telling you, some of the greatest breakthroughs in my life have come when I have learned to just be still. You don't have to love this uncertain season. You don't. You don't have to pretend like this is easy. You don't have to, you know, like people like, how you doing? And you just smile and say, I'm fine. You don't have to pretend like that. Sometimes I'm not okay. Sometimes my friends or family will ask me, hey, how you doing? I'm not okay today. I'm not okay today. But I'm going to be okay, but I'm not okay today. And so you don't have to pretend like it's easy or that you're okay, but you do have to keep going. You do have to keep going, even though going simply looks like breathing today or just staying present today. Like, sometimes keeping going is just breathing today. Yes. Because here it is. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't. Okay. So let me give you some practical takeaways from today's conversation. Just simple things, right? Some practical steps that'll help you in this season of uncertainty. The first thing I want you to do is give yourself permission to not have all the answers. Because you're human. And this is okay. It is okay for you not to have all the answers. Okay? Here's the second one. These are simple. I want you to see uncertainty as an invitation, not an enemy. I want you to see uncertainty not as an obstacle, but an opportunity. Like, the uncertainty that you're experiencing is not defeating you, it's shaping you. And then that brings us to this next one, and that is, I want you to pay attention to the small wins. Sometimes we get so caught up in the phenomenal and extraordinary that we miss the little things. Like, sometimes the small win is, I got out of bed today. And I went downstairs and I went to the kitchen and I found something to eat. I ate today. That's progress. Because yesterday I missed it. Progress isn't always loud and fast. Sometimes it's in the small things, and the small steps count. Okay, so you're giving yourself permission to not have all the answers. You're seeing uncertainty as an invitation and not an enemy. You're noticing the small wins. But here's the fourth one. Clarity often comes after courage. Like, moving forward imperfectly is okay. That's still movement. And the last one is this. Rest is not failure. Waiting is not weakness. Sometimes the road unfolds when we pause. Not when we push. as the book, what the road said, reminds us, the road doesn't require you to have it all figured out. It just invites you to keep going. Step by step, moment by moment, keep going. Uncertainty doesn't have to define you, but how you meet it does. So wherever you are today, whether you are unsure, waiting, moving forward, standing still, you are not lost. You're on the road, and that's enough. So just keep going. Y'all, thank you for joining me today for this conversation. And if this episode spoke to you, and I'd love for you to leave a comment, share it with somebody who you know needs to be reminded to keep going. Like, I need somebody to share it with somebody who needs this. Like, and don't forget to like, subscribe, you know, and let's stay connected. Let's stay connected, because this journey is always better when we walk it out together. We're building a beautiful community of people, y'all. There's so many of y'all are commenting and chiming in and are committed to these meaningful conversations. And I so appreciate you for being courageous in your growth and in your leadership. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. Yeah. And as always, remember that you are exactly enough. Until next time.